Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. It's the end of the year, and this is one of my most important rituals that I do every year is I think about kind of the top 10 things I want to push myself to do to become a better person, to stretch my skill set, and to just push my limits. I think it's so easy to fall into a routine where you don't think about resolutions or you don't think you owe anybody anything. But I'm here to tell you that you owe yourself that little extra push of thinking and taking inventory and deciding what you do well and what you want to revamp about yourself. So I always kind of think about things that I'm not doing that I need to add, things that I'm doing that I'd like to do better, and things that I've never tried that I need to master or accomplish or make it part of my skill set. So that's kind of how I think about New Year's resolutions. And I always take my list with a grain of salt because I don't want me or you or anyone to feel like a failure when life intervenes and you just can't get everything done on your list. These are aspirational goals. And why do we write things down? Because a Harvard Business School study says that we're 40% more likely to accomplish our goals when we write them down. And because it's an act of self-commitment. And because when we master those things, we feel so much gratification and we feel internal confidence because we haven't let ourselves down in a goal that we created and a goal that we mastered. But on the flip side, up to 40% of resolutions are over within 4 months. So people try and mostly everyone fails. It's very common. Maybe we last 1 month with our New Year's resolutions, but 40% of people fail by month 4. So it's not a problem. The fact that we're trying and we're wanting to strive for improvement and excellence, that's what really matters. I love kind of the Benjamin Franklin approach to life where, you know, you set these very important and time-related goals and then you write them down and you think about every day what you're doing and how to make it better. One of my goals this year, so number one, one of my goals this year is to try wake up a bit earlier to get that extra quiet hour of the day where I can accomplish some thinking without the chaos of the house and the chaos of the office and everyone invading my brain space. That is a very important goal. And so I'm going to try to get up at like 5 a.m, which for me as a night person is really, really difficult. I was born in Africa. Maybe you don't know that, but on the opposite side of the planet. So I think I'm awake at the right time in Africa, but I'm always super sleepy in the morning. So that's one a big goal. Second big goal is movement every single morning. So I'm going to be on that treadmill. If I'm writing you emails, hopefully it's while I'm on a treadmill and hopefully it's at 5 a.m. And even in the afternoon and even anytime I'm scrolling social media, my goal is to reward myself and habit stack. Habit stacking is that idea that we couple a good habit with a habit we need to grow. And so my good habit is I read my emails and I keep up. But I'm going to habit stack that with, I'm going to read my emails and keep up while on the treadmill every day, walking slowly at like 3 miles per hour, but with a little bit of incline and getting through the movement. You'd be surprised like how fast 3 miles, 5 miles goes when you're reading emails, which for me, if I don't read emails, I get like 200 in a day. It's crazy. So habit stack, and that's a good one. I also habit stack by keeping my vitamins and supplements right by my bedside table. So before I even get into bed, I have a routine, and you should too. There should be retinol on your bedside table, along with some really nice moisturizer. I got cotton gloves for my hands, my dry hands, that get some Vaseline, and then some gloves to wear at night, sometimes for the socks too, for dry heels and dry feet. That's so incredible. You wake up with the smoothest, nicest skin and hydrated cuticles and everything. So it's Retin-A, moisturizing stem cell growth factor, and then Vaseline on the hands and feet when we're not having a fun romantic evening. Must take care of ourselves. And then a great book that I'm going to read 10 minutes every night. And then I'll have it stack with my supplements right before I go to bed. I don't take vitamins in the morning because I get a little nauseous, especially when I'm intermittent fasting or just having coffee in the mornings. You can't really take a handful of vitamins on an empty stomach. But I love the idea of taking them at night with a huge gulp of water and letting that flush through my system during the restorative hours of night. Very important. So number three on our list also has to do with the night, and it's making sure I get enough rest. I can't tell you how important sleep has been for me this year. I never used to prioritize sleep. It's always something you could sacrifice and skimp on and get by, you know, going to bed at 2 a.m. and sleeping 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours max. And now that I'm catching up on sleep debt, I realize that I probably need 8 to 12 hours, 8 to 10. Like if I most weekdays 8, on the weekend 10. But the improvement in my mood stability, thinking, forgetfulness, all those things improve so drastically. My skin is better. I definitely think my weight, maintenance of my weight has been better because sleep regulates all of these hormones, mood hormones, cortisol hormones, and hormones related to hunger drive. So I'm a huge fan of sleep. Number four on the list is dedicating more free time to being outdoors. I feel like we are starved for sunlight, and sunlight is so important. It gives us so much benefit with exposure to infrared light, red light frequencies that are important come from the sun during the dawn and during sunrise. Sunrise and sunset, those are the hours where you get that golden light that's really going to improve your overall health, your metabolism, and your longevity. And we can't get that because we're trapped indoors 95% of the day. And when do I get outdoors? Like for a brief moment at lunch occasionally, and at night when it's 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and it's already dark early. So I think one of my goals is to have like many more minutes of time in the sun. And that's just going to rejuvenate you. And better than artificial vitamin D supplementation, the outdoor sun is the way to go. Makes me happier too to be outdoors. Makes you realize your problems are insignificant when you see the great outdoors and the big, beautiful world that's out there. So take advantage of nature this year. That's one of my goals. And number five on the list is reading more. I think having four children, I kind of forgot how to read. I mean, I read so much. I'm such a voracious reader. I think I read every book in the children's section and the adolescent teen section of the library. The public library was my friend growing up. Loved to read. And then in college, read so much. I was minoring in English in college and loved to read, loved to write. That's turned into my passion for writing research now, blog posts now, Instagram posts, all the things. Love to read and write. But when you have kids, you just don't do that anymore. You read picture books. Then I read grade school books, which I loved, revisiting my favorite grade school books. And I'm a huge fan of children's literature like Ramona the Pest and The Mixed Up Files of Miss Basil E. Frankenweller and Old Yeller. Some of my books that have stayed in my heart for my whole life. You guys have to definitely read children's literature. So this year, I'm going to work more on rereading my favorites, diving into some really beautiful classics like Nobel Prize winning literature, and then looking at modern literature, because I feel like, you know, if we get older and all we do is look at the old classics, we don't look at the new upcoming writers or the new artists or the new filmmakers, then we're going to lose touch with modern society. And that's not me. I'm very in touch with modern kids and modern life. So reading is number five. Number six is going to be more biohacking. I'm already doing all the things I can do in terms of cold showers, red light therapy, PRP for my scalp and my face, and all kinds of fun biostimulators, collagen biostimulators, all the supplements, NAD. I got to do a whole episode on supplements. But taking NAD at night has made me wake up with energy, and I don't have that adult tiredness. So sticking with that theme of biohacking, this is going to be a year where I dive deeper into what we can do for overall health with hormones in terms of muscle mass and bone density, and probably getting a trainer. I think I need to focus on that since I'm not committed to muscles yet, but I need to be. So doing a little bit more of that preventative biohacking to make sure, like, if I work really hard and if you work really hard this next 5 years on your aging pattern and your aging process, we are going to age with refinement, strength, and healthiness. Like, that, what we do now determines who we age into in 5 to 10 years. And so this is a really critical time period for me and for all of you. Like, what you do now determines who you're going to be as an old person. So become that person now. Decide what you want to be. You want to be healthy. You want to have muscles. You want to have a lot of movement and flexibility and joints that still work. We got to work on that now. That's so critical. We're on number seven, I believe. And that's going to be more free time. Like, there's not enough free time in the day. And I am so ambitious. I wanted so much to lecture all around the world. I wanted so much to write papers and be known and help make aesthetics into a great field. And I've really enjoyed that. And I'm still doing that so much. But this year, I'm going to be more selective and really focus down on the topics that excite me and lecture at the meetings and locations that I really want to visit. Meet the people, the colleagues are what make all these meetings so fun. So I want to dive deeper and make not so much, like, go, you don't have to go to a ton of meetings because I think I was doing that, but I want to go to meetings where I can dive deep into relationships, deep into science, and deep into like really connecting. So I'm so excited for that idea. Well, okay, number eight on the list has to do with number seven, because in the spirit of having more free time, I want to give myself more creative time, more time to goof off and do nothing. I never have a minute where I'm doing nothing. I realize that even when I'm watching Netflix, I'm scrolling on my phone just like everybody, and I'm doing emails, I'm checking DMs, I'm scrolling through Instagram. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to have single-minded focus. And if I'm watching a movie, I want to just watch a movie, like the good old days where you just watch the movie. That's so difficult to do, and I don't want to become a workaholic. And I don't want to become like a multitasking, superficial person who doesn't ever get deep into anything. But that's what society's making all of us. And so I think the concept of learning to do nothing is going to be very important for me. And that gives you free time, like those walks in the garden, walking with my dogs, hiking. When your brain doesn't have multiple tasks to do, it drifts to a beautiful place. And that's the place of creativity. In a place of, you know, thinking of your own thoughts, trying to hear, when you have quiet, trying to hear the voice in your head that tells you who you really are and what you really want to do and what really makes you happy these days, is an important conversation to have with yourself, because otherwise we're chasing happiness as someone else's definition of what makes us happy and someone else's definition of, I need to buy these things and these outfits and this makeup and then I'll be happy. And if I go to these places and have this food and drive this car, I'll have the perfect life. And I am grateful to be able to do those kind of things, but I'm also at the point in my life where I realize, like, I really look at things more closely and decide, does this make me happy or not happy? That is such an important question for you guys too. Does this make me happy or not happy? At work, at home, with friends, with things you do, with events, parties, people you hang out with, do they make you happy or not happy? And it's time to do a little weaning and pruning of the garden and making sure we're, like, doing the things that really matter, because time and life are limited. And when you do one thing, you give up the ability to do something else. So if I go and hang out with the crowd and get drinks and party, well, I'm giving up time to hang out with my family. I'm giving up time to hang out with myself and read a book and, you know, journal or write something. So that's an important goal for me, is really trying to attune and listen to what makes me happy. And number nine on the list is to continue to do interesting and important projects, because that's how I push myself intellectually. I'm always learning. I'm always reading scientific journals. I want to make sure to keep on pushing myself to do those kind of things. that process is incredibly important, to read the science, to craft an idea, to test a hypothesis, and I really enjoy that. So this year, I'm going to do a little bit more of that deeper independent thinking into some various projects and ideas that I have in mind. And number 10 on the list is I want to take more time to be more present on my social media. So this has been a difficult 2023, and sometimes I disappear from social media, and sometimes you'll just see injection videos. And I really feel like an important part of me connecting with my audience is being present as a human and a woman and a mentor, and showing girls and guys out there what's possible and the path that I've taken, which I think is a good one, which I keep tweaking. But to really be able to mentor people, you have to show up, be present, put your face forward. And I want to do more of that this year, to talk about my experiences as a woman, as a surgeon, as a mother, as a business owner, all the things that have been struggles for me. So I want to be more transparent with the struggles and talk more at the real level about what you guys should do as well to prosper and thrive. You guys are my favorite. Couldn't have done anything in this life without my friends, family, followers. All of my Instagram and TikTok and podcast fans really, truly appreciate you and the inspiration that you give me. And with that, I'm signing off for 2023. Those are my New Year's resolutions. I hope you sit down, take a pen to some paper, and jot down some ideas of how you're going to amplify, modify, and maximize your life to get everything you deserve. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare. And stay tuned for much more in 2024. Love you. Stay beautiful.